And it's not just the British government, the American government, and the Russian government. You make mention of the Belgian government in the book as well.
Well, in Belgium, the most extraordinary developments have been occurring since late 1989. There have been over 2,600 reports of huge triangular-shaped or rectangular-shaped craft seen by not just many citizens, but dozens and dozens of police officers on patrol who've been chasing the things. The Belgian Air Force has cooperated with a local UFO group in Brussels. They've chased these things. The Belgian Defense Ministry last year openly admitted that they had highly advanced unexplainable objects in their airspace, which their pilots had chased. On one occasion, one of the objects shown on the radar film dropped from 2,000 meters to 200 meters in the space of 1 second. Also last year, the Russian Defense Ministry acknowledged that 10 days prior to that incident in Belgium, they had similar experiences north of Moscow.
All right.
When planes were sent up to intercept.
All right, these UFOs then, they are merely top secret, top of the range aircraft, new technology.
No, I think it's more complicated than that. I think some of them are state-of-the-art, highly advanced technology from elsewhere.
I mean, look at the stealth bomber. The stealth bomber, which was used extensively in the Gulf War, that looks like a UFO, doesn't it?
Well, actually, the stealth fighter, it's a fighter bomber, to be specific. Yes, it does indeed. This is a remarkable aircraft, and there's no question that the Americans are testing even more unusual aircraft. In the Nevada test site, for example. The question is, have they actually recovered alien vehicles? My information is, yes, they have, and they are experimenting with them, and they have been doing so for a long time, and they are beginning to understand some of the technology involved. We're talking
Why
about...
Why has it taken so long if it's been since the 1940s?
Because the technology is so advanced that it's taken them a long time to grasp it, to begin to grasp it. Now they are beginning to understand it.
They could grasp it if they've got examples of it before them, can't they? And people
yes,
to explain
they can
it
grasp
to them,
it. But
or aliens to explain
yes,
it to them.
Indeed. They can grasp it and look at it, but it's taken them a long time to understand the effects of the propulsion system. For example, according to Bob Lazar, this physicist who actually worked on one of these vehicles, there is the possibility there for bending time and space, time and space distortion. And there is the possibility for almost instantaneous travel to distant parts of our galaxy.
Wait.
I'm not saying that's happened. According to my information, these craft at the moment have only been flown within a very limited range.